Jason Cairns at the other end of the phone for the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it's amazing. I've already done a good amount of running this morning, up and down the hallways. And, for instance, this morning in our time together, I had a short little devotion from Corey Ten Boom's. What I like, her thoughts, they're real concise. And, but I left the book in the car. And after I got done recording the newscast for WOGO, I had about a minute and a half. So, anyhow, catching my breath this morning.
Yeah, I could hear that when you called on the phone that you were a little out of breath this morning.
So yes.
I thought maybe it was because you were so excited that it was our Friday Best 5 Minute segment. So
you make me breathless. Well, I guess Tom Brady apparently says that Rob Gronkowski is his work wife or something like that. So anyhow, he's got married to Giselle Bundchen at home. I don't know that we're that close, but we've got September 24th, and this is just the short thought from Corey Ten Boom this morning. Love to get your reaction. It's the four marks of true repentance. She says they are, number one, acknowledgement of wrong. Yeah, you got to have that. Willingness to confess it. That's not the confession. That's just the willingness. Then willingness, well, I guess it's doing it maybe. Willingness to abandon it and willingness to make restitution.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, that idea of repentance is sometimes, it's almost a childlike, well, I said I was sorry, right? You know, and I hear in her words that it's deeper than that. It draws us into a restoration of relationship as opposed to just an acknowledgement of wrongdoing.
Right, right. Yeah, and for whatever reason, I mean, just seeing this, I mean, it can come on so many levels. And there's so much difficulty with this. I mean, certainly we could talk way longer than 5 minutes about this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, so one of the things that you probably know about me is, so I did my master's degree, and my master's project was looking at the idea of how people understood forgiveness. And there's a difference between...
I remember it had something to do with Paul and Romans. I remember it had something to do with Paul and Romans 7, didn't it?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. But, never mind.
No, my master's program. So I developed a questionnaire to look at the idea of forgiveness. And one of the things that emerged as I was doing a lot of reading in that area was the difference between forgiveness and reconciliation. And it seems like Ten Boom is talking more about what does that reconciliation process look like?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it's sometimes we assume that when we forgive another person, it means we must be, must pretend like nothing has happened. Or nothing negative has happened. And I don't think that's what Ten Boom is saying. I think she's saying, you know what, if you want to move forward in healthy relationship, it involves not only naming this, but the willingness to make things right.
We can think about different ways that we'd like other people to do that toward us. But I mean, for us to take this to heart, let me say it again, because it's quite the impactful sentence.
Yeah.
Four marks of true repentance are, first base is acknowledgement of wrong. Second base is willingness to confess it. Third base is willingness to abandon it. And fourth and finally, going home with a willingness to make restitution. So,
yeah. And those are hard.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say Zacchaeus in the Bible, right? He was willing to pay, you know, four times the amount. And so,
right.
I mean, that's a full and thorough, way beyond, as you made reference to kids and said, you know, just so often, like, say you're sorry. They said they're sorry, and then you just end it. No, no deep heart repentance.
Yeah, they're just sorry they got caught.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I think that's right. And I think of that in my own life, in times even when I've apologized and maybe haven't turned the corner to, you know, to try and make things right. And That's a hard ask, and yet if we want to move forward in love, sometimes it means setting aside our own issues and really seeking to restore and reconnect with another person by not only acknowledging but changing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, and finally, I think even as I know, I listened to the, I saw you promoting the latest installment of The Rise and Fall of Mars Hill with Mark Driscoll, and and I listened to it again, and I think it had something to do with Bobby Knight, and in terms of anger and intimidation, and so I think, you know, for those, there's so much upon those in ministry, but I mean, that's massive and huge for them too, right, in terms of
yeah,
following through the very things that were said right here. So,
absolutely, yeah. I think that again, it's follow through. It's not a sometimes it's not a one and done. I think it's a kind of a continued pressing into relational wholeness with mm-hmm. one another.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry I can't meet you for breakfast. I'm going to be here from 7 till noon. So, hopefully
all
next
right.
Saturday.
Well,
all right.
I was going to say, some year we'll get back together again.
Sometime before your birthday, October 25th, which is the release date for Letters to the Beloved. Did you know that?
I heard, somebody told me that it was October 25th was the release date.
And they can pre-order on Kindle. How do they pre-order on Kindle?
Yeah, so there's a link on my Facebook page. You can also go to Amazon and search Letters to the Beloved, and it should show up. It has a bright yellow cover. And so I think... that's a good way to do that.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for that encouragement. We got this. We've got this. And Susan's here. You've got this. You've got this work week thing. You know, you've reached Friday.
Mm-hmm. I got this.
There you go.
Everybody, here's what you need to hear. You got this.
Mm-hmm. There we go. That's what we needed.
Actually, God's got this.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And he's invisible, so sometimes that's hard.
There you go. Words of honesty.
But we just do the best we can.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Wisconsin Credit Union, check out our low express loan rates. Give us a call or visit wisconsincu.org for details. That's wisconsincu.org. And, boy, you've got a lot going on sports this weekend. You've got high school football tonight. Caleb's going to be up at Rice Lake, Chi High and
yes.
Rice Lake.
Good game.
Of course, interesting for him because he grew up in Rice Lake. So there he is calling the Chi High Cardinals. You've got the Ryder Cup teeing off at this hour at Whistling Straits over near Sheboygan.
That's right.
So the
You're
eyes
so
of
smart.
The golf world on that. But then tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock, Soldier Field, Chicago. It's Wisconsin and Notre Dame. Go get them, Bucky.
Go get them, Bucky.
Tomorrow morning.
You're fierce. You're a badger. Go in that hole and pull them out and show them who's boss.
There you go. That's tomorrow. And the Packers on Sunday night football against the Niners.
Tomorrow, with a kickoff set for 11 a.m., a big game for Bucky. Yes, it's the Wisconsin-Notre Dame game in Chicago at Soldier Field tomorrow at 11 a.m. Temperatures will be in the mid-60s, a beautiful fall day. The two teams are meeting for the first time in 57 years. The last meeting was a 31-7 Fighting Irish win at Camp Randall in September 1964.
Huh.
Wisconsin is an early 6.5-point favorite to beat the number 12-ranked Fighting Irish.
I was alive for the game, but do not remember it. So, wow, 57 years ago.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute since they've played. Looking
I guess.
Forward to that one tomorrow. And, of course, some of the intrigue, former Badgers quarterback Jack Cohn, who transferred out and is now the starting quarterback for Notre Dame. And, of course, Wisconsin said goodbye to Cohn because they believe Graham Mertz would be their future at quarterback.
Uh-huh.
So, interesting battle there. And I'm just hoping our boy from Tony, Jimmy Leonard, Notre Dame can roll up some points. So, let's go D.
Let's go. Love this inside info. I'm going to seem like a genius with my sports patter.
Come on, Bucky.
Tomorrow.
On Wisconsin.
Okay.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
Well, here's a news item. Women spend 2 years looking in a mirror.
Consecutively?
No.
Collectively.
Well, maybe between the years of 13 to 15. I don't know. But anyway, this study says, according to research, the average woman spends 2 years of her life gazing in the mirror. More than half of the women polled admitted that they look at themselves in any available reflection, even if it was just a TV screen or store window. Here's the bias. Men, by comparison, spend less than half a year of their life preening in front of the mirror. Preening. Really. We're preening. I have a little truth bomb here,
all
researchers.
Right.
when we're gazing, it is not with adoration. It is not with, wow, you are killing it today, Susan. It's trying to make sure everything's okay and trying to look like we have our act together, because you know what? This world judges us by our exterior appearance. And it is a delicate dance, my fellow Christian sisters. The Lord does not look at the outward appearance, but looks at the heart, as he says in Samuel. But the world does look at the outward appearance, and self-image and body image are so entangled that we're looking to see, is everything okay? Am I looking all right? Do I have lipstick on my teeth? You guys don't have to worry about that. Your aftershave is always on straight. You know what I'm saying?
Basically, I'm just seeing, it's like, how messed up is my hair today and what spots did I miss shaving?
Yeah.
So it feels less complicated.
It's a lot more, in so many areas and in so many ways, it feels like more pressure for women.
It is a lot of pressure. And it's surprising to me how once you get a magnifying mirror, your self-esteem really plummets. Because from a distance, when your vision's going, you're like, I'm really killing it. And then I'm like, well, let's get one of these mirrors. It's like, ah!
It's one of those things, too, sometimes where you can look in a mirror. Just speaking for myself, it's like, oh, you look in a mirror, and it's like, oh, not bad.
Yeah.
And then you see a photo of yourself. Like, just take a quick selfie on your phone. It's like, oh. So
if only we were like in James, where he says, those who listen to the word and then forget all about it are those like look in a mirror and forget
right.
what they look
yes,
like.
Yes,
I
yes.
wish I could look in a mirror and forget what I look like. Yeah. But you know what? Being alive and aging so much beats the alternative. So many of my sisters are no longer here, would love to be. They've passed on to glory. So if you're here, you're alive. Whatever you see in the mirror, as my 84-year-old grandmother once said to me, I always smile at myself.
There you go.
And that nice. Helps. It really does.
Be kind to yourself,
be
right?
Be kind to yourself. Yeah. There you go.
What's that? God don't make no junk.
I love it.
The Wayne Curb Band.
Catching a little picture of myself in my computer monitor. Good hair day.
Lovely.
Good hair day, y'all.
Just about 9 minutes before 8 o'clock on Friday morning here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Kayla, Mark, and Susan with you on WWIB. 49 degrees. It's that time of week when we gather together with all of you. We aggregate what you might have missed in news, sports, politics, pop culture, and we bring it to you in a condensed fashion so you can stay caught up. We call it headlines. Here we go.
Yeah, it seems like a long time ago now, but the Emmy Awards were handed out on Sunday night.
Is that the one that honors movies, TV shows, or TikTok videos?
Astronomers may have found another planet that could be suitable for human life.
Yeah, the temperature is just right. There's water and there's an Olive Garden.
And hopefully not Jeff Bezos. Researchers say squirrels have four personality traits.
And as every gardener will tell you, adorable isn't one of them.
Right.
When we had a mongoose, one and then two of them living with us in Liberia, it was like having a squirrel in the house. According to the survey, 61% of us have experienced an undesired weight change since the start of the epidemic.
I know I need to go on a diet because my office chair rolls away when it sees me coming.
Not true. Fake news. The next James Bond movie will open in just over 2 weeks.
Yeah, 007 has been around so long, he's now called 0077.
Rolling Stone has named the 500 greatest songs of all time. The list just came out.
There was fierce debate in the editor's office, but Baby Shark did not make the list.
A travesty.
Baby
That's
Shark,
a snub.
Boop, boop, boop,
501, apparently. A report found that over 90% of homes have at least 10 chemicals in the air that are considered potentially hazardous to your health.
Yikes. Remember to always have proper ventilation before your middle schooler uses Axe body spray.
So true.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
What are some things that everybody loves? I mean, well, there's a lot of division in our country. Let's focus on a few things that everybody likes.
Yes.
Everyone.
Can we do that? Can we find some common ground?
And we have a list here, but as I was looking at it, so many other things are occurring to me. But here we go with the list. Number one thing that everybody loves here on the WIB Wake Up Show, getting water out of your ear.
Yes, yes, 1,000 times.
What a relief
yes.
to get that body temperature trickle of water out of your ear.
And you don't realize, until water or wax is blocking your ear, you don't realize how valuable hearing is.
What? So dumb. Sorry.
Things that everyone loves. That feeling of fresh air when your nose is unclogged after being congested.
I love that.
I mean, so we're talking about blockages in your nose or in your ear. But again, why is it that we don't value our senses until they get partially taken away?
I don't know.
What amazing gifts we have.
Yes. How about this thing that everyone loves, clean bed sheets.
And
I love that.
They're the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow, fresh and crisp on the bed. Oh, yes, please.
I don't like the argument when I'm like, Phil, did you wear those socks on the floor before you put... You need clean socks. These are clean sheets. But anyway, initially, it's a good thing to have clean bed sheets.
Have there been any points of disagreement so far? Again, this was a list of things everyone loves. We're treading carefully. We're hoping, hey, maybe this isn't something that someone would say, I don't like that. I dislike clean bed sheets. I'm 22.
That's right.
I live on my own. Things everyone loves. How about pizza?
Yes.
Generally speaking... Very rarely have I come across someone who dislikes pizza.
I could eat
certain
it
toppings,
every
sure,
day.
But yeah,
right. I could eat it every day. I love
invented
pizza.
In Naples, Italy, I do believe.
Oh,
and
Napoli.
Thank you. Things everyone loves
on the Wib Wake Up Show: noodles.
Hmm.
Yeah, like spaghetti, chicken noodle soup. Any kind of noodles are so soothing and comforting. Little, even butter, salt, and pepper if you don't have any sauce.
Chicken
so
noodle
good.
Soup is, again, kind of the... What, don't they have those chicken soup for the soul books? I mean, one of the original comfort foods.
But this
would
just be, chicken soup for the body.
Yeah.
Delicious.
So,
how about another thing everyone loves,
things
Caleb?
Everyone love. How about Mr. Rogers?
Aww.
Is there anybody who didn't love Mr. Rogers?
You know what? If there is, I don't want to know them. Because he cared about everyone. He valued everyone. He said he liked me. That was nice to hear.
It's such a good feeling.
Yeah. And you know what else I thought? When you're done shoveling, that's a feeling everyone loves. And you're like, yes.
We had another really fun week here on the Wib Wake Up Show. It's a 3.5-hour daily extravaganza from 5:30 to 9. And so this time of the week, we culled together the best of. It's about the length of a song. Here we go. 4 minutes worth.
The so-called Butter Rebellion began with the cry, "Behold, our butter stinketh."
Cliff loves this community, won't let it be defaced. That ashtray you made in our class has really gone to waste. When you toss butts out your window, you really are the worst. Those cigarettes might kill you if he doesn't find you first.
Flavors, nothing more than flavors. That's the song Feelings for the elderly out there.
Feelings. Nothing more than feeling.
And you are right on.
Some scientists are working to bring back the woolly mammoth, which became fully extinct 4,000 years ago.
The goal is to create one in time to star in a Disney live-action movie next year. Ice Age 37.
Is the official... flavor of fall, pumpkin or apple?
Interestingly, I love candles, and I bought a candle at Yankee recently, which was apple pumpkin. So
really?
So I don't know. Celebrate fall. I don't know.
You are, you're a peacekeeper all the way down to your candle buying.
Who knew?
Behold, our butter stinketh.
Your mother would be ashamed, and I'm not finished.
Scott Baio turned 61 today. I don't know if that means anything to you.
Yes, it does.
He was what character on Happy Days?
Chachi.
Yeah, he was Chachi.
He was Henry Winkler's nephew, right?
Yes, right. And this is the great theme song from Happy Days. But then there was a spinoff, as there sometimes was back in the day when people watched.
I know.
And a much less known song is this one. I think maybe it's just too mushy. It's the...
Joni Loves Chachi.
Yes, the show is Joni Loves Chachi. I don't know how long the show lasted. Not long enough. Erin Moran.
She didn't love Chachi that long.
Trying to forget my feelings of love.
I love it.
The number for the day is 102. That is the number of different Pringles flavors over the years. Ooh, ooh, wow. Who knew that, huh?
Here's a friendly PSA to all our smoking friends. No, we do not judge when you inhale carcinogens. Feel free to suck those cancer sticks at home or in your car. But please don't leave the evidence on sidewalks or my yard.
Don't know what's come over me. You got me hypnotized when you look at me.
It was just too mushy.
It was too mushy, and I can tell you what came over you, Joni. It's hormones, and it's infatuation. And if you really want to love someone, love is a choice. And once that infatuation has subsided, then you will really know what it means to love.
The Green Bay Packers didn't play yesterday, but the Vikings did a back-and-forth game against the Arizona Cardinals. Here's how it ended as the Vikings drove within field goal range for the game winner.
High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is good!
No, he missed it.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my goodness.
Behold, our butter stinketh.
Sidewalks or my yard.
Willigers, pick up after yourself.
My name's Noah. You're listening to Monday on WWIB.
Where we are family.
Aww. My kid made an appearance at the end.
Nora. Mark, that was so funny and so good.
Brilliantly done as usual. The best of the week.